I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We inch a little bit closer. The roster seems to be set for the Browns. We're trying.
Come on, man! They're going to be tweaking it for the next week.
I don't know. I'm sitting here and I'm a little bit. I don't know. Call me crazy. I'm a little bit optimistic about.
Well, of course, it's the start of a new season, man. Here we go.
But the whole world's telling me that they're not going to be any good. But I can't look at our defense and say, you know what, our defense is. Good
defense, like, and running wins football games.
I'm a little sketchy
on running.
Yeah,
I'm running the ball.
I'm a little sketchy on the linebacker situation. Still, just knowing that you've got a lot of faith in a rookie. I hope he stays healthy.
You're one injury away from trouble.
So you sit there, you look at that, then you look at the offense, and I still wish they had one more wide receiver. I'm not gonna lie.
What?
I'm not gonna lie. I wish they had another wide receiver.
You know who I'm optimistic about?
Isaiah Bond.
Yep, that's right.
I thought you would be. Yep. Jim is in Highland Heights. Hi, Jim. How are you?
James.
Hi, good. It's Tim, not Jim.
Oh, Tim, right. I'm sorry. Thank
James.
You.
No, that's fine. Quick thing. We keep talking about Flacco and his age, and just by starting him next year, we're going to have to draft someone. Is Pittsburgh talking about the same thing? Because they're in the same situation as we are.
With Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
I'd rather have Aaron Rodgers than Joe Flacco.
He's older and
better.
How do you know that after what he's gone through? What did he do last year? Nothing, really.
He had a much better year than Joe did in Indy.
Well, okay, he did. But I just Pittsburgh's not worried about what they're going to do next year like we are.
Well, they're Pittsburgh.
I mean, you guys are already.
Pittsburgh keeps rolling out wins, Tim.
You guys are quoting some Yahoo's next year's draft already. And
it's not just some Yahoo. It's everybody. They have two draft picks in the first round.
They're taking somebody.
I understand that. But, I mean, how does this guy even know? They college hasn't even started yet. And neither is the pros. It's just insane to worry about 2026. Let's worry about this year.
We're not worried about it.
Andy, I agree with you. I think they're going to be around 500.
I don't know if that's good or bad, though. That's the problem, especially with those draft picks next year. A 500 makes me wonder where they are in the quarterback situation with two. One thing I really, really irks me is the thought that they drafted two quarterbacks this year and that neither one of them could be the quarterback in the future. That, like, to me, I think about all the wasted picks they've had, and I pray they didn't waste two picks. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, you're right. Neither one of them could be, but either one of them could be the quarterback. Who knows?
You never know.
We don't know that.
I agree. So you're optimistic then, right? You're on my team?
A little more optimistic than,
Okay, good enough. Tim, have a good day. Tim in Highland Heights.
You know, if you recall, I said earlier in the show, I don't think there's any way the Browns get the number one pick on their own. That means I don't think they're going to be bad or real bad. I think they have a chance to be around 500. And in the NFL, Andy, if you're around 500, guess what? You have a chance to make the playoffs.
Jeff,
you really do.
All right, so let's talk about a team.
Now, do I think they'll make the playoffs? No, I don't.
Okay.
But if you can be around 500, it's what we talked about yesterday while you were out goofing off.
I was not goofing off, and you know that.
It's this. The Guardians, and it's a Guardians comparison. The Guardians have banked their team on pitching. The Browns have banked it on defense. And the Guardians, here in late August, or almost in September, are not eliminated from playoff contention. Why? Even with a putrid offense. There you go, Jim. That was for you.
There you go.
Even with a putrid offense, they have pitching. And they've been able to come up with enough offense to remain competitive. And I think the Browns can do the same thing.
So you say 500, and then you have your 66-6 Guardians team. I like your transition there. Excellent. Well done.
I think they have. I don't expect the Browns to go and be like Minnesota last year and go 14-3. But I you know, Minnesota kind of jumped up with Sam Darnold last year and went 14-3. I don't think the Browns are going to do that. But I think the Browns can hang around 500, and if things go the right way, that could get you into the playoffs.
All right, so let's go back to this 500 thing, but I'm going to take it over to baseball. Okay, so the Rangers, the Guardians are a half game behind the Rangers now to move up in the wild card standings. So the Guardians are sitting at 5 back. The Rangers are 4.5 back. The Royals are 3 back. And then you've got the Mariners, the Yankees, and the Red Sox. That's why, look, every time the Guardians win, if the Guardians can pull off a win here in this next series, I mean, it's just, it's gigantic. You've got Seattle and Boston. So you're able to jump while you're doing this. So, you know, you could get to within, what, if you're 2 back, 3-4, you'd be 4-3-2. I mean, you could. I'm just saying, if they got hot this weekend, I hate doing this. If they get hot over the next 6 games, Jeff, they're right back in this thing for that last wild card. By the way, I think Chris Rose is right. The Red Sox, the Mariners, and Yankees, and I've said this for months now, are better. Are all three of those teams are better than the Guardians are. I don't even question that. But if
doesn't
one
mean
of them
they'll finish
falters,
better.
That's right.
Doesn't mean they'll finish better.
If they falter, you could be looking at playoffs. I wanted to. Beginning of the week, I wanted to end it and say it's over, but it's not. And that's the beauty of baseball right now with that third wild card. It just changes everything. It's real. It's conceivable that by, I don't know, midweek next week, they could be the team out, the team just looking in. They could be farther than that if they got all the right wins and losses. Problem was everybody won last night. Boston's on a 3-game winning streak. Yankees are on a 4-game winning streak. Mariners won 1. Royals have won 2. Rangers have won 2. And the Guardians have won 2.
There's a chance. When you can pitch, you can do things. In the NFL, when you can play defense, you can do some things. So just stay tuned. You know, I think if you're an optimistic Browns fan, good for you. The team doesn't scream optimism to me. It also screams, pay attention here, because this could get interesting. And I really think that. I think their offense.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Could scrape together enough, Andy, to make great defensive efforts turn into victories. And that's an okay way to win football games.
That's how I think Flacco's going to win games.
Isn't that okay to win football games that way?
If they can get into the end zone three times a game.
Which isn't asking a whole lot in today's NFL.
And can I also ask to make the extra point? Is that going out on a limb?
Let's go for 2 out of 3. That's 20 points. That's enough.
I'll take it. I mean, 16's it's just a death number in the NFL. If you're 16, 15, 14, you're in trouble. You've got to get over that. You can't be one of the worst teams in the league averaging 16 points per game. Do you think they'll average more than 16 points per game this year?
Absolutely.
What gives you that optimism then?
I think they'll run the ball well. Last year's system didn't work. They're going back to what Kevin Stefanski has done here in the past and done well, which is run the football. And the key to it is not the running backs. If you had a young Nick Chubb here, you might say yes. The key to it is an offensive line. And if the offensive line stays healthy, it's a big if, but it's not a huge if. If the offensive line can stay healthy, Andy, I think it'll be one of the better offensive lines in the NFL, and I think they'll run the ball well. I really do. Yeah, and I can't wait to see Dylan Sampson. Jerome Ford, I think, has the possibility of having another good season, at least solid season. And Jerome's a solid NFL running back. Nothing wrong with him.
It goes back to the beginning of the segment, though, about Quinshon Junk. It's like, give us some kind of clarity on what they're doing here. I don't know. Do they owe it to the Browns to give them some kind of clarity, or just leave them here in limbo?
Leave them in limbo. They don't owe the Browns anything. Browns drafted him, and he got into trouble.
All right, if you're the Browns, would you sign him now then?
Yes, I would sign him as soon as I could. Okay. Yeah. They've already taken a hit.
Right.
And they'll take another hit when they sign him, and then it will be over.
I agree. All right, we're going a couple different directions here because we're talking about the Guardians too. Let me go Gary in Cleveland. Hi, Gary. How are you?
Hello, Gary.
Hey, guys. I know you both went to Kent State, and I just want to know if you got any of that good stuff that you used to smoke back then, because there's no way they're going to the playoffs. They're terrible. Their hitting coach only hit about 230 when he was in the minors. You think he's going to fix a guy hitting 130 and a guy hitting
130? No, I don't. But what's crazy about this team is they'll go on some kind of wacky winning streak, and you're going to get sucked right back in. And if they're going to have a winning streak, the next 6 games are gigantic. It's almost like I want them to put me out of my misery on this thing, but they won't.
Gary,
Seattle and Boston dead ahead.
They go on a 6-game winning streak, and then they go on a 10-game losing streak like they did last week.
So if you end on an upswing with a winning streak right there, you don't have a chance to lose more games, Gary.
They can't beat the teams that are good.
Yeah, well, not all teams are good. If you catch them right, Gary, listen, the number is 5. We all know that that's a good week of baseball. You win 5 or 6 straight, you're going to put yourself within 3 games. And until that gets to be like 8 or 9 games, that realistically, numerically, they're still in it.
And the bullpen's fried, and they're about done too.
Hey, Gary. Did you ask us if we think they're going to make the playoffs? Why don't you do that?
Ask us.
Well, I know you both think they are.
No, we don't.
Neither one of us do. Well, here's what I keep saying. There's just a little bit hanging on. Remember when you were a kid and you were losing your teeth and you had one tooth that was just kind of hanging there by a strand?
That might be you now, Gary.
We are the strand right now, my friend. We are a strand, and we're waiting for that tooth to fall out so that we can sit back, relax, and say, okay, they're not going to make the playoffs. But until then, that strand is keeping the tooth hanging on.
Damn thing.
This is the worst. Then your parent came over and pulled it out. You're like,
way to go, Gary.
Thanks for bringing back all these childhood memories.
See you, Andy. One guy calls in. He's mad because we're not overly optimistic about the Browns. Thanks, Jim. Then Gary calls in. You guys are morons. You're optimistic about the Guardians. Yeah, they've only played all season long, and they're still in playoff contention. Are they going to win it? No, I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. Do they still have a chance? Yes, they still have a chance. Until they don't have a chance, by God, I think they're going to have a chance.
Can't have nice things.
That's right.
Rod.
Five games is doable.
Rod at Cleveland.
Not probable.
No.
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
And listen.
Yeah.
Because I like you guys so much, I'm going to perform a service for you guys free of charge.
All right.
Go for it.
Come on.
I'm going to cut that strand for you.
Dentistry ready? From Ron.
Hang on a second. Get the string. Put it on the doorknob.
Slam that baby.
Pull it.
Pull it hard. Pull it real hard. Because I don't want you guys to be in any type of discomfort trying to worry or think that this team, like Chris Rose said the other day, has any chance, whatever chance, of competing. And let's just say, guys, love you guys, but let's just say, hypothetically, they get the last playoff spot. Then what?
Then we're going to watch them in the playoffs.
It's going to be a heck of a lot of fun, Ron.
Ron, I got to tell you, my friend, you are the nitrous oxide to this show. You are making us go. Thank you, Ron.
Andy.
Jeff.
We're just... They're five games back. Do I think they're better than those three teams ahead of them? No. Do I think they're going to make the playoffs? No. If they get hot and one of those three teams ahead of them has a bad stretch, would they be in, like, knocking on the door? Yes. So can we wait a couple of weeks before we bury these guys? Can we just wait a couple of weeks?
I will tell you by September 3rd if you can completely... get ready for the postmortem. That's all.
I said I wouldn't add to the team at the trade deadline because I didn't think they were worth it. I still feel that way, but they're not dead yet.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.